I got an email from Mike asking me about POTA.
Yes. I think he put in there that we've had a couple of club members that were interested, and I know you've done it before, but like I said, nobody else has done it before, and exactly what's involved and software and all of that. I've contacted a few POTA stations, but I don't have any software for it or do any spotting for it or anything else. I just write it to information down in the log, and that's about it. But I know there's more involvement than that when you go out hunting for POTA or SOTA stations. So I mentioned to Mike, I said we're looking for speakers, somebody to, you know, talk on various things, and I said, well, send you an email, see if you'd be interested in doing some sort of a presentation. Doesn't have to be a PowerPoint or something like that, just, you know, what is POTA, what's needed, what's required, what do you do, how does it work, what software, you know, if you wanted to bring, you know, something, hey, here's my POTA station, because I know I watched a guys on the internet, they usually have a backpack or something that their radio and their antenna and their gear goes in for quick setup and that. So, you know, what's involved?
All right. Next meeting is what, March 7th?
March 7th is the next meeting. We have a presentation for March, so we'd be looking for April, or if you want to do it in March, we can switch what we've got in for this month to the following month, so it doesn't matter. So whatever month that you wanted to do it in, just let Mike know, and he'll make arrangements.
Well, March works for me. I already wrote up some notes and stuff, talked about to help answer questions. And I got some POTA brochures, so, yeah.
Okay, that'll work. Yeah, let Mike know that you are good for March, and we'll switch the calendar here and take what was up for the March presentation, move that to April. That works perfectly fine, too. I was going to do the April or the March, the next one up here, just doing showing people how to check the harmonics on the radios using a tiny SA spectrum analyzer and what's it. So it was going to be a little 8-minute video and a little demonstration is all I was going to do. So that will work out fine. I can do that in April. So that's good. I'm interested in it, but no time to go do one of those, I guess, although it'd be kind of fun, but again, you need the, you know, not only the right equipment to be able to make the contacts, but also you've got to have the software and spotting software or whatever else is involved, and I know there's a bunch more things involved.
Marigno real special software involved, really. You just use their website, which is POTA.app, and but as far as being a hunter, there's really nothing you need to do. It's up, it's all done on the POTA station end. So when you make a contact with him, it's up to him to log it. So, but if you're trying to have like record, like for your logbook and stuff, for confirming QSOs and stuff, you would just do your normal logging, and then when he logs his, hopefully he uses the same place like QRZ or something so you can get your certificates or whatever you're chasing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm just putting it in my electronic log, and then that gets uploaded to the logbook of the world, and that when I ever get enough contacts to do it. I thought there was some other type of logging software that was used to log the contacts, and and things like that. I knew there was a website that you went to if you were hunting for POTA stations and that, but I thought there was more involved than that. And then what do you do? I know you have to do something special in order to activate a park. You have to put the information up or something, because I know the guys on the internet that have done it, they've talked about, yeah, they've got to have an internet connection, or they got to have something so that they can people know they're at that park.
That's fairly simple too. You do need your setup, your radio and stuff, depending if you're doing voice or FT8 or whatever. You need all that normal setup that you normally use, and your normal logging software that you prefer for logging your contacts, so you have your ADIF file, and that's really it. So you just use your cell phone or something, you go to that POTA.app, and you just spot yourself, which basically says, hey, I'm here at this park with this park number. It's fairly simple.
Okay, sounds interesting. We'll look forward to your talk then at the meeting, exactly how all that works, because I've been interested, but never got out. I said, one of these times if I go camping and that, I don't know, I'd have to find out which parks qualify. I know it's not just any place, but what parks qualify. If I was at one, I have set up gear, at least have the gear ready to go. I've got a QRP rig, well, 20-watt rig, and portable antenna and that I've kind of put together to go camping with and to do that, but never got that far yet. I didn't go camping last year.
The easy answer is, if it's owned by the DNR, it's a POTA site, and there's a lot of them. The hard part is, when you get there, picking a spot that you like, that works, and using it. That's really about it. There's a map on their website through that same POTA.app website, and you punch it up, you share your location with the app, and it will bring up where you're at and where all the DNR places are, and then you just find the DNR number and everything off from it, get the name of it, and then I recommend you go to the DNR's website and download their map of that area, so you can use it to find a spot to set up your radio.
Well, that sounds good. So, all right, I'll let you go here. I'm trying to weave through traffic on State Street, and that'll be interesting. So, like I said, shoot Mike back an email that you'd like to do it on the march. Coming up, that's be a week here, week from Friday, though I think it's March 7th is the next meeting. So that'll work, and you'll get it published and put out there, so hopefully we can get a good turnout for you for people showing up to the meeting for that. So KCYVF.
We should be able to do both presentations if you want to do that.
No, I think we'll spread them out because we don't have that many presentations to do, so we're trying to spread them out. And so the meetings don't last too long. We try and keep the business meeting to 20 minutes or a half hour at most, and then do the presentation afterwards. And for mine, like I said, I'm going to have people bring the radio, so if they want to test a couple of radios, what they got, and see how well it meets FCC regulations on the harmonics and that they can do that, so it'll give them some time to afterwards to plug in their radio, key it up, and see how their radio looks on the analyzer.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun little project there. You got me interested. So, all right. I'll let you go. I'll catch you later. KE8. CB 73, drive safe.
Thanks, Clayton, for doing the presentation, then. Like I said, I'll look forward to it. KC8YVF clear and, well, mobile, and I'm going to clear because I'm only a block from home. So KC8YVF clear.